This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson. When Donald Trump was elected, one of the buzz phrases that began to be proliferated by the left was a threat to democracy. Since then, anything the left doesn't like has become a threat to democracy, especially the Supreme Court's recent overturning of Roe v. Wade. Funnily enough, what is not considered a threat to democracy is the World Economic Forum's unarguable influence on supposedly democratic governments. The Dutch government made a law requiring the Dutch agricultural industry to cut their nitrogen emissions by a staggering 40% by the year 2030. Canada is ramping up to enforce similar constraints on both its farmers and its automakers, and again, the deadline given for achieving these drastic cuts is 2030. 2030 also happens to be the goal set for a radical drop in emissions by the WEF's new vision for agriculture. Who's really running these democratic governments? The people or the World Economic Forum? This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson.